Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live from McDonald's in Conyers on Highway 138. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Slim is taking care of us out here, and Dylan is back at the station. And guys, it's here. It's Falcons Friday. Everyone heads to San Francisco this weekend to take on the 49ers in Sunday Night Football. But I want to get to this injury report that the Falcons released yesterday. I got a little confused by one of the names, or the reason behind it, I suppose. First of all, Jordan Fuller is back from the injured reserve. As far as limited participation yesterday, Darnell Mooney's on that list, along with Felipe Franks. Did not participate. We've got Jaylen Walker, Clark Phillips, Billy Bowman, and Jake Matthews. And we also have Ray McLeod, but in parentheses, not injury related -other. Explain.
I'll let Bo take a crack at this one because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody does.
I can't tell you why he's not practicing, but I can tell you that from what I know and what I've been around the league in as long as I have, you don't go from being the third wide receiver / fourth wide receiver, right? A guy that is considered, you know, you get on the field, over half the percentage of snaps on the offense to inactive on a game night due to a coach's decision because, you know, they don't like the matchup that you have, right? Mm-hmm. They don't like – well, they're not going to use you tonight because we don't like the way you match up against this defense. That is not the case. And the fact that he's still not practicing and they're putting it like that, it means that this is disciplinary. It's the way I take it. To me, this comes off as a disciplinary thing. The further this goes – makes me wonder when, if ever, we'll see him on the field as a Falcon under this regime anyways again. Because this is not the way you handle things. Like, it's not. Like, you don't
–
this looks like almost a he's been suspended, but they're not saying it.
Yeah, and the frustrating part of this is the timing of it all. You know, you would think a guy who is your third wide receiver last year and stepped up numerous times in big situations, when your number two goes down, you would think, okay, there's an opportunity to, you know, make even more of a footprint with this team and put even better of a step forward and really, you know, step up and make plays when it seems like every single wide receiver target is going to Drake London. And yet we're dealing with a situation where it's not even like scheme related, where it doesn't seem to be health related. It's just one of those things where you look at and say, oh, okay, well, I guess that's just kind of falling apart at the seams.
And I don't, nobody's told me, so I don't know. But if you don't come out and just say what it is, we're left to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speculating that this is disciplinary. That's the only way. I can't think of another way to think about it. And yeah, it does suck. And you kind of get to the point where, and how long does this go on before you just cut bait?
Yeah.
Because it feels to me like something happened and he was scratched, hell, and they made a point to say it was a coach's decision. why is it still lingering? Have you not gotten what you need out of it? Was that your instant that for what you have done, this is the time period and it bleeds into this week? Or is it something where you don't feel like he's apologetic for what happened? I don't know. I can't tell you because I don't even know what happened. I just know that nothing feels like this is anything but disciplinary.
Well, and if you do want to get on the speculation train about it, because, of course, I had to investigate a little bit. Ray Ray did tweet out about 8 hours ago, God is good, in all capitals with the praying emoji.
He is.
And there is so much response to it in people's theories and also just asking what's going on, hope everything's okay. So we'll see what happens with that.
I guess the question is, as he wiped the Falcons off of all social media accounts, because that seems to be the telltale. I think the Instagram is the one. From what I can tell, his picture is still him in a Falcons uniform, it looks like.
I think you bring up a great point, the fact that the Falcons went out of their way to say this was a coach's decision and say, you know, something about Ray Ray, need to go out and work and things like that. Because too many times, and I've been around this, where maybe there is a personal situation going on where the team is aware of it and they're trying to give the guy some space or allow him to work his own. Maybe it's a home situation. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying this about Ray Ray. I'm saying in my past what I've seen teammates go through, whether it be a situation, like I said, with a kid or a wife or whatever else, and the team is very upfront about, like, hey, they've got something going on. We're going to let them handle their business, and you know, football is secondary. Bo brings a good point. The fact that you did have them come out and say, yes, coach's decision, Ray Ray needs to, you know, do this or do that, I think that's very telling in terms of kind of where the direction needs to go to figure out what's going on right now.
Look at it this way. Thursday, September 4th, the injury report. Ray Ray McLeod's on it. Mm-hmm. Limited participation. Not injury-related, resting player. They have been very good at denoting when guys are out for other issues. I'm almost positive. I'm looking through them now. I'm pretty positive I can find another one that literally says personal reasons.
Yeah.
That's not this. It just says not injury related.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We had somebody in training camp that did miss because of personal reasons this year. I can't remember who it was. And it honestly doesn't even bear talking to. But, yeah, it's just the small things when you speak Cochinese that, you know, you can kind of look into those things.
Yeah, here it is. Nathan Carter. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Nathan Carter, Thursday, September 18th, did not participate. Not injury-related, personal matter.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So they will tell you when it is something else. That's not this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the only thing I can come to the conclusion to that this is a disciplinary action.
Let's talk about another guy that was on the did not practice list, Jake Matthews. We are hopeful he's going to play on Sunday. Does this kind of signify that's not going to be happening?
I don't think so. And for a number of reasons, first of all, Jake's been around so long, he knows how to get himself ready. But also, this is, you know, it's a short week. There's going to be people that played that you know, are not going to practice this week. You walked in this morning, and you were like, I think Jake's playing.
Yeah, I think he's playing. I just think
– I love the vibes.
Well, because it's Jake. Anybody else, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong. And I was – when Allie asked me that, I was going to say, no, Friday's the day. But then but while you were talking, I don't know if it was something you said or whatever, but a thought popped in my head. He might be the only player on the roster other than, like, a quarterback that could miss all week. And I'd be like, he'll play. Like, you know, there's a couple guys, but he's, like, the main one just because it's Jake.
Yeah.
He's a Matthews. I mean, he started off – he's about to make his 184th or 85th straight start.
184th.
I will say, just from a simple standpoint, it is – it's big that you're getting other guys these reps in practice this week. You know, Michael Jarrell or Elijah Wilkinson, whoever was going to play left tackle, and I've mentioned it before, Elijah Wilkinson has been our starting right tackle all year, but did start a game at left during training camp. Michael Jarrell has started games at right in his time in Seattle. Whichever one of them was going to be this weekend, it's huge that they're getting the reps in practice, because I think it's one thing to look at Michael Jarrell's performance in the second half against Buffalo on Monday night and draw conclusions or draw questions about how he looks against Joey Bosa and what they're asking him to do and his ability to get the backside of wide zone cut off or whatever else it may be. But having a full week of practice and having all those reps all week in an offense and understanding things like footwork and head placement, and just getting extra repetitions inside of that offense is a huge thing moving forward.
And just because Jake starts the game doesn't mean he plays the whole game either. And so, yeah, it's a solid point by you talking about that. And I just doubled down on it. It's like, you know, he had to come in. At any point, he could be called into action again. And even having last week, I think, was so good for him.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To say it's similar to baseball, like Matt Olson is on that longest streak in baseball right now. Is this similar? Would Jake want to keep this going?
Absolutely. I think so. Look, I think, and I want you to answer as the former player, from me being around guys like this, they all want to play always because in this league, as soon as, especially when you get to Jake's age with the money he makes, as soon as you become unavailable more than you're available, it's a lot easier to say we got to find an exit plan. But I just think that's his. I think that's who he is. Without any of that, I think just from a personal standpoint, that's who he is. That's who his family is. I mean, his dad is one of the Iron Men of the NFL. His uncle played for how long? I mean, and Jake is
his dad played 20 years.
Yeah, and it's Jake has done nothing but fill in and play the same position his entire career and miss one game.
I'm trying to think in my head because I do think on the outside, looking at it, you go, yeah, I think it does mean something to him. But Jake is so, like, matter-of-fact about everything. You know what I mean? He's so, like, it is what it is. Like, I think every day he probably carries the mindset of, like, it is what it is. You know, I'm just going to keep plugging away. So I don't know that he looks up from his craft long enough to think about the amount of games he has started and whether or not he wants the streak to go. Maybe this week with a little bit of extra time on the sideline, he's going, man, I really would like to play and keep that thing going. But I don't know as the guy that he is that just puts the work in on a daily basis, I don't know that he's thinking about it.
I'll tell you something, it'll mean something at the barbecue in 5-10 years when you're sitting around with your cousins and your dad and your uncle and you're like, yeah, I started 250 games in a row or something.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
his dad, I think, went to the Pro Bowl at 5 different offensive line positions. Like,
dude,
that's pretty good.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, he played for, I mean, I think his dad had a full head of hair when he got in the league and he was had like a cul-de-sac when he got out.
Crazy to think about.
Well, obviously, we're going to get into so much more about Sunday's game because it is Falcons Friday. But tomorrow, from noon until 2, you can join me at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. Other prizes come along with it, like a Yeti cooler. And another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it is this Saturday, tomorrow, from noon to 2 at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville with me in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, a football coach just landed a new $93 million deal locked in for 8 years. And we've got my Mac drop. It's going to be fill in the blank Friday. We'll have some fun with that.
Okay.
Next, with the morning shift, we are live from McDonald's and Conyers off Highway 138. Stop on by on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.